I would like to know about the five khandhas.
The five khandhas?
Yeah, that you explained a few times on Dhamma Talk.
Mm-hmm.
The last one, there are four: body, feeling, thought, memory, and consciousness. What about consciousness? Because you talk very short about it.
Consciousness is something like you're aware that something has arrived in your sense card.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you don't know yet what it is.
Okay. Makes sense.
The memory tells you what it is.
Mm. Yeah? Or the feeling.
No. Consciousness. Consciousness is, yeah. I mean, it will decide, you know, if it is a feeling. It knows that there's a feeling, it knows that there's a thought, it knows that there's these things, yeah.
Okay.
Being conscious of what is going on, yeah.
No, being aware, in fact. Yeah. Being aware of something.
Something, yeah. But you don't know yet what it is.
Okay. Sati.
No. No, it's not the same.
Yeah, it's to be aware something has come in.
Yeah.
Thought or
whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
And then memory tells you, you know, what it is.
Okay. You say very important samadhi and investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Investigation of the five khandhas.
Mm-hmm.
So when should I do samadhi? When should I do investigation?
I mean, mostly you will do samadhi to get the mind completely calm. Because the calmer the mind is, or the clearer the mind is, the easier it will be to investigate. Normally I say when you, before you even can start to investigate, I mean, you should have samadhi at least for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, without the mind drifting away. The only kind of investigation that you can do, even if the mind is not calm, is the daily reflection. Yeah?
In the evening.
Yeah? Okay. Or investigation of pain. Mm.
Yeah, as you asked me, I do.
Okay. Or general. Yeah? I mean, you are born. Yeah. Try to remember when you were born. Try to remember when you go to kindergarten, to school, to... Yeah? And all it goes through your life, yeah. Go through the development of the body, and then go to old age and death, yeah.
Okay.
Reflecting about death is a lot of stuff that's very important. Yeah? You should do it every day.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Pain reminds me that.
Yeah.
Because
and the pain of death is worse than the pain that you experience.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, when you go through pain, you know, when you start investigating pain, the first thing is the pain that the breath dies.
Say it again, please.
That the breath dies, so that there's no more breath.
Oh.
So you feel like you're dying.
This is what happened to me when I was 12 years old.
Huh?
When I was 12 years old, I felt dying because no breath.
Yeah.
Because I fell.
Yeah. But then the next step is when the whole body gets on fire. That's the second stage of the death. The third stage of the death is when all these elements, the four elements, rip apart.
Mm-hmm. Atoms.
No, it's not
is atoms.
Atoms. No. It's the four elements is water element, fire element, earth element, and air element. And they rip apart, you know, and then there's no more. The earth element lasts, of course, the longest, yeah? The first element that you see going is the air element. Huh? Then you say, when you look at the death, then you see that the water element goes out. Yeah? Yeah?
Okay.
And then the fire, yeah? And then with it, the fire element. Yeah? start with the pain in the knees.
That's what I was about to say. Also, you said quite important to investigate greed and hate.
No, I said to investigate the body. With the body, we cut down on greed and hate.
Okay.
This was a misunderstanding, because you cannot investigate greed and hate for itself.
That's why I was like, but through the body.
Yeah. I mean, you have investigations, the five khandhas are that's what we investigate, because that's what we think we are. Yeah? Mm-hmm. We are the body, we are our feelings, we are our thoughts, we are our consciousness, yeah? But it's not true. Because there's somebody inside who knows that there's consciousness, yeah? Most people don't even realize that the consciousness, you know, flips on and flips out.
Okay.
It's fast. Mm-hmm. You're old enough. I mean, when you went to the movies when you were young, you sometimes saw the black bar between, if it wasn't synchronized.
Yeah.
That's when consciousness disappears. And then consciousness is long, yeah? But we don't see the black bar, that's why we think consciousness is there all the time. Mm-hmm. But when you said it's good to see, poof, gone, poof, come, poof, gone, poof, come, poof, gone, poof.
So I should do that all the time.
Yeah?
I should do this as much as possible.
You need extreme subtlety to see that, yeah? Because then when consciousness is gone, the whole world, the whole universe disappears.
I mean, I should train.
Yeah.
I should train every minute.
Yeah, of course you
to be
should
more
train
able.
Every
minute.
The better you train, you know, the better it is, huh? But also, you know, also reflect about death, you know. It's coming soon. In Europe, you're in France, you know, in Germany, you say the next winter comes 100%.
Next winter?
Yeah. The next death comes 100%.
Yes.
And after death comes birth. Mm-hmm. And after birth comes death again.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the seasons come.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you find the way out.
To know this cycle.
No, I mean to disentangle yourself from this world. And this is only, you know, if you can investigate all the five khandhas and see that they are not self, and see that all these things, you know, are just an illusion.
So that's why the five khandhas are so important to investigate all the time.
Yeah, but the most important at the moment is the body investigation. Yeah? And with the body comes bodily feelings. Yeah? Everything else you cannot really investigate. Yeah? Yeah. Because everything is driven by the body.
That's right.
I mean, food, sleep, everything, you know, I mean, yeah, all our greed, all our hate, you know, it's in connection with this body. Yeah?
On one talk you say as well that as we investigate body, mm-hmm. As we do body investigation, we put the leg here and stuff,
yeah.
We take off, you know, the whole process. You said, watch out, you may feel some anger.
Yeah.
This is exactly what happened to me. A few days after, I was like this for everything.
Mm.
And how to have less anger?
No. This is not the question how to have less anger. To see where the anger rises, yeah? To learn how to deal with anger.
Mm, yeah.
Like a feeling.
Yeah. Yeah,
investigate. Yeah?
Just
like you investigate pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we investigate pain first, because it is there. It is constant, and we can investigate really first. Yeah? Because anger and greed and then hate, you know, that comes up, yeah? I mean, it's more difficult to investigate.
Right.
But if you have already investigated, you know, the first feeling, pain, yeah? Then it is easier for us. The first thing is we have to stay with it, to feel it through the whole body, to breathe it in. And that's what we don't like. You don't like anger, so
that's why anger comes even more. And
yeah.
And even after practice,
yeah.
Few days after, anger
yeah.
all the time.
Yes.
It's like, Well, practice is over. Yeah. Anger is still here for everything.
Yeah.
It's like dukkha everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, if you have kids, you know, or if you remember your childhood when you had a very nice toy and somebody else took your toy away, you got angry. So the Kilesas get angry when we destroy their illusion about this body. They really get pissed, because that is their main hope.
Here we are.
So the more we show them, the more they get angry.
And then it's a fight between, as you said, Kilesa and Dhamma all the time. We have to bits, otherwise, what's going on?
Do it, you know. I mean, don't even think about it, you know. I mean, the nice thing about practice is, I mean, you know what to do, I mean, either we stay with the Buddha, or we start to investigate pain, or we start to investigate the Buddha, And the rest will develop by itself, And you will see. Then you learn how to deal with anger, you know. Or later on you will learn how to deal with grief, Until you understand, you know, I mean, you understand the whole process of it.
It's good to have a few clues, like anger is coming from Kilesa. So
of course, yes.
So it's all normal.
Fear is coming from the Kilesa.
So I am. It's a learning process.
To
know this, it comes with us.
Yeah, we think, you know, fear and, you know, anger and grief, you know, arises out of nowhere. No,
It comes from somewhere.
It's the Kilesas who create this, who bring this up. And is this because we don't like something or we like something? Or we are afraid to lose something? That's where fear is coming from. But it's all Kilesa. When you look at it, you know, when you close your eyes, what can you lose? Nothing. Because the thing that is, that is really us, you know, I mean, you cannot lose. And it is not consciousness. And it is not sati, and it is not dhamma, and it is not the kilesa. It is this knowing nature that is constant. It's always there. Because this knowing nature knows when consciousness arises and when consciousness disappears. People think when they are unconscious they don't know anything. No. This knowingness knows there is no consciousness. So there is something much, much more deeper, but people don't realize that. They think there are these five khandhas, and that's what they play with all their life.
It's time. Makes sense.
Okay.
Okay.